Make no mistake, this is literally 50-50. Things could go exactly in either direction. The Israelis could capitalize on this potentially with a renewed offensive and actually seek to take advantage of the chaos that this moment creates. Unlike the targeting of a Hezbollah official mere hours ago in southern Beirut, in Dahiya, by an Israeli drone, that was the official that was behind the Majdal Shams attack that killed 12 children via an artillery rocket. This is not about changing or replacing or throwing a terrorist group off balance by getting rid of a local commander with a certain technical and military capability. This is about exacting punishment, engaging in really impactful deterrence by punishment, and literally cutting off the head of the snake of this terror group that was behind the October 7th terrorist attack. So this sends a huge political message. This sends a huge military message. And because of this, what's left of the Hamas fighting force in the Gaza Strip could go two ways. They could try to expend all that they have, thinking this is some kind of last final push. Or this could play to the IDF's advantage, and particularly the international community's advantage, who is looking to bring a swift end to the Gaza war in one way or another.
Undoubtedly, this all would leave Hamas stunned for a while. But that head of the snake that you mentioned, can it grow back?
I think it would take quite a bit of time for this to grow back, particularly because it's not growing back during a ceasefire operation. This is growing back during a major land war where Hamas has had tunnels cleared, weapons confiscated, leaders killed, and significant portions of territory now being controlled by the IDF in Gaza, pushing the terror group that continues to use human shields and hide among refugee camps further and further and further south. There's also the securing of the Philadelphia corridor, which is crucial for the weapons flow for this group as well. So the operation has taken the Israelis quite a long time. 10 months is basically historic when you're looking at the timeline of Israeli military operations against state or non-state actors. But I think the political message this sends is clear, and it's clear to the proxy Hamas as well as to the patron, because this happened on Iranian soil, where just hours ago, these officials were sitting among the top political, military, and security brass of the Islamic Republic. In a sense, this attack, if it is indeed confirmed or likely connected again to Israel, will indeed cement the view of that former Iranian intelligence minister who talked about how punctured his state security services really is.